Yeah, my interest, I'm a former student, and so, you know, we were fortunate probably about 20 years ago to have that building not face the wrecking ball. Yeah, it's been here sitting idle for some time, and I'm just excited that we can be a part of bringing new life to it.
So the plans are for 30 workforce units, as they call them, which dovetails nicely with high-tech small town. Can you speak to that connection and why that's important?
Yeah, so as we recruit employees to high-tech small town, folks come into Aledo, new to the community, first thing they have an offer in front of them to start a new job in this community, we need housing for them to go into. So to have new modern apartments with, you know, tall ceilings and just hardwood floors and great amenities, all new units basically for these employees, it's a draw for them to come to Aledo. Let's work in a small town and experience small town life in this great space.
At a significant investment, this isn't a fly-by-night production with the proposal that was presented in there tonight, and very rarely do you see that kind of price tag offered at an old school building in a small town in rural America.
Right. It's really exciting for us. I mean, these guys are the experts. They've done several of these projects. Mercer County is has some incentives, I guess you might say. They're a community that's flagged for resources from the state and National Park Service to make them a better place. We use the same funding mechanisms at the Tech Center or the old Carnegie Library. So it just makes it more workable.
And I guess the other thing from a high-tech small town, do you feel good about kind of the direction we're heading about working remotely, where you can live in a small town and work remotely at the former Mercer Carnegie Library? I mean, is that kind of the direction maybe we're going?
Yeah, I can't speak to the state and the country, but, you know, from a person that went off to college and didn't have a job to come back to now have not only a job to come back to, but then nice places to stay. I mean, that's just obviously not this project, but if you went to school here, you know, the junior high is part of your fabric. So it's that whole pride and progress. We got pride for our school, and here's some progress for the community, the downtown community.
And there's a new business opening in one of your properties,
yeah.
The latest development. Can you speak about the excitement there? I know General Grind has been housed in one of your properties down here as well, and that's what you're looking for.
So Daisy Bliss, it's a successful online business, and so that fits with our vision for the downtown, and that is have a great storefront that maybe we can't support those storefronts with walk-by traffic. But you've already got this young lady that has a existing online business, and now she's just complementing that with some opportunities for sales and folks to come by and actually shop in downtown Aledo. So,
all right, so how stoked are you about all this stuff going on in Aledo?
I'm stoked. It's all good. Like, we couldn't have hoped for better. You know, being former residents of the community, we're excited about how supportive the city's been, 353 Court, and their support they've given to the community. I really feel like things wouldn't be happening if folks in Aledo weren't kind of rallying together to make some of it happen, too. It's definitely not about us. It's about Aledo folks wanting to see something better in their community, especially the downtown.
All right. So this is an open-ended question, the final one I have. Are you done with any properties in Aledo, or do you have some ideas for some other stuff?
I mean, there's a lot of idle ones sitting here, so let's keep the progress happening and take it step by step. Nothing's going to happen overnight, but I think as some of these bigger pieces come together, as we bring more folks to the table, not only from Aledo, but maybe outside the community that have ideas for this downtown, let's make it happen.
So that sounds like a yes?
Yes.